listening to Full Circle Weekly News, news of the open source community presented by Full Circle Magazine. These articles are compiled by Eric Tianredi. I'm your host, Moss Bliss. This is episode 408, covering week 14, March 31st to April 6th, 2025. CacheOS 250330 has been published. It is based on Arch Linux and uses a continuous update delivery model. The distribution is notable for its optimizations to improve performance and the ability to install various desktop environments. In addition to the basic KDE-based environment, GNOME, XFCE, i3WM, Wayfire, LXQT, OpenBox, Cinnamon, Cosmic, UKUI, LXDE, Mate, Budgie, Qtile, Hyperland, and Sway are available for installation. Separately supplied are builds for wearable devices, the handheld edition, with a game mode style interface and components for computer gamers. The distribution includes the Bohr task scheduler by default, optimized to reduce desktop latency and prioritize interactive processes. The kernel and packages are built with LTO, link time optimization, enabled, and instructions available in the processors based on the x86-64v3, x86-64v4, and Zen 4 microarchitectures enabled. When building base packages, either profile-guided optimization or binary optimization and layout tool optimizations are enabled. The distribution includes the Cache Browser web browser, based on Firefox with security and performance patches, as well as changes from the LibreWolf project. ButterFS, ZFS, ext4, XFS, and F2FS can be used as file systems. OrielDB developers analyze the current state of the low-level API used for extensions to access tables and indexes in PostgreSQL and proposed ways to improve it. Since the introduction of the API in PostgreSQL 12, developers have been able to create alternative data storage engines. However, despite the presence of this API and the known limitations of the built-in storage engine, there are still no fully functional transactional storage engines implemented exclusively as extensions. Fosh 0.46 has been released, a mobile desktop shell based on GNOME technologies and the GTK library. The environment was initially developed by Purism as an analog of GNOME shell for the LibreM 5 smartphone, but then became one of the unofficial GNOME projects and is used in PostMarket OS, Mobian, Droidian, some firmware for Pine 64 devices, and the Fedora edition for smartphones. Fosh uses a FOC composite server running on top of Wayland, as well as its own on-screen keyboard called Squeakboard. The project's code is distributed under the GPL v3 Plus license. The Linux kernel codebase, on which release 6.15 is based, includes a set of changes with optimizations that significantly improve the performance of network operations in a number of situations. The GRO, Generic Receive Offload Optimization, which combines several small packets into one large one, is now enabled when switching packet processing to another CPU for load balancing when using the XDP, Express Data Path subsystem, which allows packets to be processed at the network driver level before they are transmitted to the network stack. The performance gain for TCP stream processing from using the optimization can be up to 2x. Under heavy load, the performance of the connect function has been increased by up to 2x by replacing the spin lock with the RCU, read, copy, update, synchronization mechanism when searching for records with information about the sides of the connection, source and target IP addresses and ports. Additionally, hashing has been optimized, providing a performance increase of another 229%. The implementation of MPTCP, multipath TCP, an extension of the TCP protocol for organizing the delivery of packets simultaneously along several routes through different network interfaces bound to different IP addresses, has been accelerated. MPTCP in single stream mode has been accelerated by 29%. In NetFilter, when a socket is present, the execution of route lookup operations in the forwarding information base has been stopped. Thanks to this optimization, performance has increased by 20%. UDP performance under flood conditions has been increased by 10% by eliminating unnecessary operations with the SK_TS flags structure when receiving packets. In addition, the kernel receives a change to the XFAT file system driver that speeds up file deletion operations. Previously, the XFAT driver sent discard requests to drives individually for each freed cluster of a file being deleted. The optimized version groups the requests, resulting in a reduction in the time to delete an 80 gigabyte test file from 286 seconds to 1.6 seconds. In Linux 6.15, code has been adopted that uses the IO_URing interface to receive network patches directly into program memory in user space, avoiding unnecessary packet copying operations, zero copy. As the authors of the patch note, the change allows for a full 200 gigabit link to be loaded using one CPU core for all operations. The second experimental release of Pigeon 3.0, marked 2.91, is presented. It allows working simultaneously in several networks with different protocols and switching between chats using tabs. The release is marked as having the quality level of a preliminary alpha version, not intended for everyday use. The builds are prepared in the Flatpak format. Pigeon 3 has made the transition to the G-Object Type System, GTK4, and Adwaita libraries, the Meson Build System, G-Plugin for processing plugins, SQLite for storing chat history, and G-Settings for working with settings. The API has been completely redesigned. A custom widget library, Talkatu, has been created to display chat history. The interface combines the contact list and chat in one window. The Finch console client has been discontinued. It is possible that it may return in the future. As of the protocols, only IRCV3 is currently supported, and new implementations of the XMPP and Bonjour protocols are being developed, which are still partially supported. The Pigeon 3 branch is incompatible with Pigeon 2 and its plugins, but it can be run in parallel with existing Pigeon 2 builds. The release of the Betterbird mail client is presented. It is a fork of Mozilla Thunderbird developed by the community and based on Mozilla Firefox technologies. Betterbird 128.9 is built on the code base of the long-term support branch Thunderbird 128.9.0 ESR, with updates released throughout the year. Installation packages for Windows and Mac OS are available for download, as well as binary builds for Linux. Betterbird is a set of patches that fix long-ignored or unresolved issues in Thunderbird and add or return some functionality that was not adopted or was removed from Thunderbird by its developers. The Betterbird project was founded by Jörg Knobloch, a maintainer who has been involved with Thunderbird since 2016. In 2020, the Thunderbird Council suspended him from participating in any Thunderbird-related projects for 3 months. After violating the terms of the suspension, he was removed from the list of maintainers and permanently banned from any participation in projects of MZLA Technologies Corporation. The Fedora Engineering Steering Committee has approved the transition of the RPM6 package manager in the fall release of Fedora 43. The release of RPM 6.0 is scheduled for Q3 2025. The RPM6 branch is notable for its support of a new format which allows packages larger than 4 gigabits. This is important since the SRC package with Chromium is currently 3.7 gigabytes. The RPM6 format uses 64-bit size fields, modernizes cryptographic structures, and adds MIME information about files. The name RPM5 was skipped to avoid overlap with the RPM5 project, which is not related to Red Hat's RPM and was developed by independent developers. Support for the RPM4 format using CPIO will be retained in full. Moreover, the RPM6 branch does not force a transition to the new format, and distributions will be able to remain on the RPM4 at their own discretion. For example, Fedora 43 will be supplied with the RPM6 package manager, but the package format will remain RPM4 for now. Those who wish to switch to the new format, support for reading and installing packages in the RPM6 format has been added to the RPM4.x branch. Another significant change in RPM6 is the inclusion of digital signature verification by default. RPM6 adds support for automatic generation of local signatures during the build to the RPM build utility. The open-source Nelm project, positioned as an alternative to Helm 3, has been announced as ready for mass use. Nelm originated during the development of the CI/CD utility WRF as a fork of Helm, a package manager for Kubernetes that uses charts to deploy applications to K8s. Nelm code is available on GitHub under an Apache 2.0 license. XZUtils 5.8.1 has been released, including the libLZMA library and utilities for working with compressed data in the .xz format. This is the first significant release since the discovery of a backdoor that organizes login via SSHD. The update fixes a vulnerability, CVE-2025-31115, that causes a crash when trying to unpack specially crafted archives. The vulnerability is caused by accessing an already freed memory area. An attacker can achieve writing their value at an address calculated as null pointer plus offset. The problem is considered an unintentional error since the change that caused it was made to the code long before the arrival of developer Jia Tan, whose activities led to the introduction of the backdoor. Celluloid 0.28 is now available, providing a GTK-based graphical interface for the MPV console video player. The player can use MPV configuration files, supports the MPRIS-2 playback control protocol, and is fully compatible with Wayland. Celluloid is used in Linux Mint, Ubuntu Mate, Ubuntu Cinnamon, EasyOS, Anti-X, and Solus as the default video player. The code is written in C and is licensed under the GPLv3 license. The OpenHalo Toolkit code has been published, providing a layer to simplify the migration of applications originally written for MySQL to use the PostgreSQL DBMS. The project is implemented as a proxy that transparently translates MySQL queries into PostgreSQL queries and performs the reverse transformation for responses. The project is written in C and is distributed under the GPL v3 license. OpenHalo supports the SQL dialect and MySQL communication protocol, allowing applications written for MySQL to be migrated to PostgreSQL with little or no code changes. Standard MySQL utilities, commands, and drivers can be used with OpenHalo. The third release of the Orbitiny desktop environment is presented, written from scratch using the Qt framework. The project tries to combine some innovative ideas that have not been seen in user environments before with traditional elements such as the panel, menus, and placement of icons on the desktop. The code is written in C++ and is distributed under the GPL license. Tails 6.14.1 is out, developed as part of the Tor project. The distribution is based on Debian 12, comes with the GNOME 43 desktop, and is designed for anonymous network access using the Tor toolkit. All connections except for traffic through the Tor network are blocked by default by the packet filter. Encryption is used to store user data in between launches. An ISO image capable of working in live mode has been prepared for downloading. The AppArmor profile used to protect against exploitation of vulnerabilities in Tor browser has been reworked. In the new version, several restrictions were removed from the AppArmor profile for Tor browser. Instead, the xdg-desktop-portal package used in Flatpak for organizing controlled selective access to files outside the isolated environment is used. Thanks to the change, secure access to any subdirectories in the home directory and in persistent storage has been implemented. The apt 3.0.0 package management tool has been announced, which incorporates changes accumulated in the experimental 2.9 branch. The new release has been accepted into the Debian Unstable branch and will soon be integrated into the Debian testing repository, which is developing the Debian 13 release and already uses the experimental apt 2.9 branch, and will also be added to the Ubuntu package base. The Coreboot 25.03 project, developing a free alternative to proprietary firmware and BIOS, is presented. The project code is distributed under the GPL v2 license. The post linked in the show notes basically just lists the 22 new boards supported. DMD 2.111, the reference compiler for the D language, has been released. The compiler code is distributed under the free Boost software license. Linux, Windows, macOS, and FreeBSD are supported. The D language uses static typing, has a syntax similar to C and C++, and provides the performance of compiled languages. The D language also borrows some features of dynamic languages that are useful for improving development efficiency and ensuring security. For example, there is support for associative arrays, indirect type definition, automatic memory management, parallel programming tools, templates, and metaprogramming components. A garbage collector is optionally available. D programs can use libraries in the C language as well as some libraries in C++ and Objective-C. You've been listening to Full Circle Weekly News. For more details, see the next issue of the magazine at fullcirclemagazine.org or check the links in the show notes. You can contact me at bardmoss@pm.me. I'll see you next week.